Let us begin this recording by simply getting comfortable in an uninterrupted space. This time is yours and only yours. Now, inhaling in, and on the exhale, gently closing your eyes. Breathing normally, just observing any resistance of the mind or of the body. And mind you, you're not getting involved in it, you're simply observing it. Just noticing it. And sinking down deeper. Imagine you're in the ocean. You're at the bottom of the ocean itself, so any waves, meaning any resistance, any thoughts, any feelings, are just waves on the top, and they have nothing to do with you because you're going down, deep down. And just breathing regularly. I want you to picture around yourself a field, a cocoon, about arm's length in each direction. This space is yours and only yours. It's all around you. You are safe and completely present. Now we're going to do the count of seven breath so that we can just reset the nervous system and completely open up to this experience. We're going to inhale to the count of seven, hold to the count of seven, exhale out to the count of seven, and hold again to the count of seven. I will guide you through this. Beginning by inhaling into the belly, into the chest, into the nose. Hold. And exhaling out, slowly letting it go. Hold again. One more just like that, inhaling in. Holding at the top. And slowly exhaling out, letting go. And hold again. One last time, inhaling in. Hold. Slowly exhaling out. And hold again. And now breathing regularly. I want you to picture in your mind's eye parent or caregiver whose love you craved the most. Not who you loved the most, but whose love you felt like there could have been more of. And now that you have this person in front of you, you're saying thank you. Thank you for the lessons. Thank you for the person that you are today, whether it was their contribution or their absence or their lessons. In any form that it came, you are grateful. If you are holding any resentment or any anger, that is completely fine, but right now I want you to focus on the energy of gratitude. In one way or another, this person contributed to your life, and you say thank you. And thank you for being here today. I also want you to set clear boundaries. This person, the parent or the caregiver, is not asked to speak right now. They are not asked to voice their opinions or their feelings or emotions. This is your time, not theirs. So now looking at the face of this parent or caregiver, I want you to tell him or her, I do not have to be, and you fill in the blank with one of the first qualities that you wrote out. I do not have to be quiet or brave or strong or independent or dependent. I do not have to be. I love and accept myself exactly the way I am right now. Breathing into that, inhaling in and exhaling out. And moving on to the next quality, I do not have to be. And fill in the blank with the second quality that came up for you. Somebody that you had to be in order to be approved. It was not something you actually wanted. It was theirs, not yours. And you're acknowledging that now. And breathing into that, inhaling in. And exhaling out. And one more. Again, looking at the person and telling him or her, I do not have to be, and fill in the blank with the quality that you wrote out. I am perfect exactly the way I am. I love and approve of myself. Inhaling in and exhaling out. And now I want you to picture in your mind's eye. I want you to extend your hands and picture an object or a gift. Something, don't overthink this, it will come to you, whatever comes to you first. And you will give this object, you're extending your hands and you're giving this object or gift to this parent and telling him or her, I give you back your story. I give you back your expectations. I am giving you back your limiting beliefs. They were never mine. They are yours, and I give them back to you. You simply forgot them. And give it back. See the person receiving it because it's theirs. They don't have a choice of rejecting it. It's theirs, and they're taking it back. They're openly receiving back their story, their limiting beliefs, the expectations they have put upon you. And now I want you to look at them still and say, it is safe for me to be. And now you say the opposite of that quality that they wanted you to be. So if they wanted you to be quiet, you say, it is safe for me to be loud. If they wanted you to be independent, it is safe for me to ask for help. If they wanted you to be strong, it is safe for me to be vulnerable. I am safe. I love and approve of myself exactly the way I am. And taking a deep breath in and out through the mouth, let it go with a sigh if you need to. Really releasing anything that doesn't serve you. Now one more deep inhale in, really incorporating everything You're owning your right to choose for yourself. You're owning to love and approve of yourself unconditionally. So inhaling into that and exhaling out. Now you may do this for as long as you need to, for as many qualities as you want to. And when you're ready, before opening your eyes, I want you to picture roots growing out of your feet, out of your tailbone, extending all the way to the center of the earth. You're grounded, you're rooted, you're supported, and you're present here now, inhaling in. On the exhale, visualizing the roots. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Welcome back.